SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
On Moneyline.
Whoa. That can't be. We can't have that.
With Donnie, baseball right side.
It's good times now, obviously, with all the changes to Major League Baseball, as I like to put them, every single one of them better than the next. You're going to get the same amount, if not more scoring and more action all at once in a shorter, condensed time frame. It would be like me coming on and go, yo, Kevin, you know what makes a football game better? Put in 17 more commercial breaks. I love the breathing of the game, Kevin.
And Kevin K. Master Walsh.
This morning got me ready. This look, going into yesterday, doing research, giving out the pick six for people, giving out World Series previews and predictions. I felt that energy this morning. You know whose idea was putting like a massive behind the scoreboard clock? That's one of the worst ideas of all time. You don't want anybody thinking about the pitch clock.
On Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 159.
Here we go. It's a Thursday afternoon radio on the grid, Sirius XM Channel 159, Moneyline, Donnie Rightside, and yo, look who's back. It's old K-Dub.
People missed me. Happy to be here. That's the deal. Try and, you know, establish the truth, because I know that you've got the ability to spin your own narrative. But the trade-off here, live on BATR, Saturday and Sunday, perfect timing with the NBA playoffs starting to ramp up, so do make sure you check in.
By the way, word going around, there was a certain host on during Moneyline that said the real reason why K-Dub wasn't here is because he had two tickets, reservations, to a buffet. You might be able to find it on tapes, K-Dub.
You might be able to. You almost lost me this morning on the early line. You started bringing up breakfast buffets. We were 2 seconds away from going off the rails and turning that into a live edition of Moneyline there. We took the foot off the gas.
No, we did take the foot off the gas. Sometimes you got to keep it moving here, otherwise you don't even get segments out, which means, K-Dub, we just like to set the table here. But I don't know if we could set the table with the game starting at 1:05 and 1:10 this afternoon that I'm involved with. I am all over a couple RBI props here for the Baltimore Orioles. Adam Frazier to go over a half of an RBI, which again means to get one of them, plus 165. Gunnar Henderson to go over an RBI. That's plus 155. And Adley Rutschman over a half at plus 170. So if any of those three can get RBIs, they will cash in there also quickly. I am on the Rays at 110 going up against Kluber. Wander Franco plus 165. Brandon Lau plus 165. Josh Lowe plus 250 to get an RBI. Looks like we're going heavy here on the left-handed batters to do some damage today.
Wow, that's big-time action there.
Yeah,
we'd love
I'm ready.
To see that, bringing the people the juice there. Orioles Athletics did just lock up for any latecomers. Man, I'm trying to figure out how I want to get involved. Am I staring at the right thing, though, here? This Boston team told us, I see a 2.5 out there, Donnie. I mean, is Springs really supposed to bring the juice here to limit it in that way? I know you're attacking Tampa Bay.
Yeah, he's got a 5. His numbers are – put it this way. When you're looking at that game going, oh, man, they're going to be all over Kluber. The reason why it's 8 is because we don't expect Boston to be all over Springs. He's been really good.
Interesting. Well, maybe he's due – to not be really good anymore.
Yeah.
That's an interesting number there again. They got him out there already. Cole Irvin. Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Do you have the Baltimore game on?
No, I actually have it on. It looks like the MLB Network, which I guess I'm behind. They're just going around the ballpark.
Oh, right no, now. Nothing happened. The attendance.
Yeah.
The attendance.
Pretty low?
It looks like they told the Oriole faithful this game was tomorrow. I mean, wow. It is... It's not great, Donnie.
It's a beautiful day in Baltimore. The kids are off this week. This is the game you're supposed to take and have a decent attendant game. Not the case there. Well, I mean, you're looking at a decade. It feels like a decade of just trashing your fan base left and right, letting all good players leave and telling you guys to eat it. We'll make our own profit and sit back and relax. So that's what you're getting, the repercussions of that.
Yeah, tough scene out there. I did just play that over. It's juicy. It's minus 145 on DK, but over 2.5 runs for Boston. I know what you're saying, that this has obviously been a good start to the season for Springs, but this Boston team's had success versus him. You know how it goes. So involved here with the Red Sox team total, 2.5, plus obviously the expectation is a running mate. So we're going to get involved a little bit.
Yep, that's what you need here. So they're going to get underway in just a matter of moments. And then again, followed by Boston and Tampa Bay at 1:10. So game actually looks like they are underway now, that Oakland-Baltimore game. A couple games tonight also look very good, which we'll get to later in the show. I'm really excited about that Toronto game. Turnbull on the mound. There's a couple guys in the middle of the lineup there that should do damage for Toronto. I'm really close to just taking team totals. I said I would start around the 15th. Today is the 13th, so we are getting extremely close to that. I feel like I want to go out in style today, like take that Toronto game, take four batters, you know, round robin them, put them all together and just see what happens on the back end of it, just as one final splash to send us on our way. I do feel that, but also other topics out here now that we cleared those two early Major League Baseball games. It's official, the Commanders, they have been sold. How about
that?
Yeah.
Whoa, when did that happen?
Dan Snyder's reached an agreement in principle to sell the Commanders for $6 billion to a group led by Philadelphia 76ers co-owner Josh Harris.
Wow. All right.
Magic's in on it. Oh, Magic's in on it, too. There you go.
All right. Wow. So big. So, I mean, huge news.
Yeah.
Huge news in the NFL there. Dan Snyder, is he? I mean, Danny, come on. Let's be honest here. He sold that to himself. It's going to come out. There's no way he's actually gone, is it?
I got to see on, like, the way out. Like, I say, hey, they still got to pay me for the next 15 years to have a Commanders logo on my plane for $5 million a year. So there has to be, like, a poison pill on the way out that nobody saw through the 1,000 pages that he put in there. Like, after 2 years, I get it back myself, and good luck to everybody else. It's nice if you are a Washington fan, because that black cloud is finally moving out. All right, Thursday, what a start here. Baseball underway. We got a lot more to talk about. Stay with us right here on The Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on The Grid. SportsGrid.com.
That is the Commanders, $6 billion. So I believe Josh Harris is with the Sixers, the Devils, and now with the Commanders, which is pretty impressive. Like how you can, and you know, you bring up a good point there. Because typically for me, it's usually under the guise of, I'm a rich dude, can spend my money anywhere I want. Mm-hmm. Let me buy into this club, but it's a status symbol. Like, yeah, who's that guy? Well, he owns the New York Giants. He's got a big ring on his finger there. Yeah, he can brag to all his friends they just won the Super Bowl last year. But if you own, like, multiple teams, where is, like, your allegiance at that point, right? Strictly business is what he's basically telling everybody. Like, hey, I'm buying in that it's just for profit. That's what I do.
No, see, I didn't mean it from that angle, though. That's interesting.
You better.
No. I don't like that it's all over the place, though. Like, Phillies, Devils, and Commanders is not how that's supposed to go. To me,
Sixers,
like you know how the New Orleans people are like the Pels and the Saints?
Yes.
And like they're
same guy.
You know? Like, imagine if James Dolan ran the Knicks and the Florida Panthers. Do you know what I mean? Like, I just feel like that would
be like spray it around. Yeah.
Yeah. Like the fact that this guy is just like all over the map there was my initial reaction. Actually, okay, not to take this down a wrestling path, but I have seen people joke about this a little bit because, you know, obviously Tony Khan runs AEW, but he's also, like, very involved with the Jacksonville Jaguars and super involved with Fulham, the Premier League team.
Yeah.
And, like, you know how, like, Premier League is, like, life or death, right, Don? Like, even though
Fulham's not... One run for Boston, by the way, for you there, Kate.
Whoa!
Solo shot. Yeah, good start.
Two-out
solo shot.
Oh,
there you go.
And there's your running mate, which I know you're always
love it.
You know, rooting
need
on.
It.
So that's good stuff.
Yep.
What I was just going to say, like, could you imagine if you found out, Nani, that the guy who runs your Premier League team also ran a wrestling company? Like, could you imagine if Howie Roseman ran a wrestling promotion, how angry you would be about that?
Yeah, because it was like, well, I spent too much time over there, which is when your team's not doing well. And it was basically, you know, the equivalent of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the Glazer family, went over and bought Man U and just ran it into the ground. And it's like, dude, just focus on something here. What do you have your hands all over the place? And again, if I am a, again, you have more money. They can buy whatever they want to. But it just feels more genuine. Like, look, I bought the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I bought the Commanders. Money is not the issue here. I want to win. I want to have fun. I only got 20 years left on this earth. Let's spray it around and see what we can do. But now it seems like, where is your, you know, your faults lie, and where does your heart lie at this point? Hey, you know what, man? We didn't make that much money with the Commanders this year. That's because I had to pull it all out and give it to the Tampa Bay Lightning to keep them afloat. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, it's really interesting, the idea that you can be involved with three franchises regardless. But at least, again, like Donnie, where it's like, I know I spent a little too much money on the Sixers, but it was to help the Flyers. And like most people,
yes,
are like crossover. Like, yeah, could you imagine being a Sixers fan, Donnie? He's like, yeah, well, you got to load up on the Commanders. Like for you, that's quite, that's literally infuriating, right? Like a true rival there. It's just, I don't like that move that much.
Yeah, I had to keep money in the bank just because, we need a new stadium down here. I got to put more money in. So I can't go buck wild in free agency like I maybe should have or should have done. Yeah, you can see that happening at this point. I want to bring up this quote as well, since we're talking about, sort of NFL because it's the Commanders. Odell Beckham. Now, Josina Anderson has a direct line to some of these players. And here's where I talk about, just be real. Nobody minds if you just be real with your outcome. So Odell Beckham says that he came to Baltimore because he's at the stage in his life where he wants to be wanted, and not just where they'd like to have him. And he emphasized, it's not just about the money. They showed me love. Odell, stop it. You went to the highest bidder on the market because you wanted to make money. And that's okay. Like, Kevin, nobody's mad at that. But I love the fact that he's like, look, man, I just wound up in Baltimore because they showed the love. What, bringing you, flying you in, taking you to Mavericks games, and touring the Giants facility even after you played for the Giants? Like, what are you talking about?
No, I think it's a totally fair critique from you, right? Wouldn't the idea of, look, man, it wasn't about money, I just wanted to be wanted, it would be a multi-year contract, right? Like, odds are he's not a Raven next year, I would say. He signed the one-year deal. It's not even like he didn't even get the fake multi-year deal that almost every NFL contract is, where it's like, look, three-year deal, one season, and then they can cut this whole thing off. And I agree. I still think it's kind of interesting, though, in that two of the most popular quarterbacks in football are just, to a degree out there and available. And it's got to the point now where I think a lot of us are just like, yeah, man, all right, let me know. I don't care. I can't do this anymore. Like, we haven't talked. Did you talk? You didn't talk Lamar on the 2 days I was out on the early line, at least. Radio's a little different, because kind of sometimes we spin it, but I feel like the Lamar stuff died down where it's like, whatever, man, just let us know. I can't do this anymore.
Yeah, and as I did the final, segment today on Listen Up, it was really about Lamar Jackson. And the interesting part of that is, well, Lamar sort of was going to the Colts in a vacuum, right? Hey, well, the Colts said, well, we're not going to not look at him. Oh, man, it's Colts now. It really is. When really they were just probably saying, yeah, he's a good quarterback. We need a quarterback. So we're not just going to shut the door. We'll do our homework. And then the Colts go, well, yeah, we're moving towards the draft and not really towards, Lamar Jackson. There's nowhere for him to go now, Kevin. Like, unless, Aaron Rodgers, who it looks like they want a first-round draft pick in 2024 for the Packers, or they're not going to trade him, which is bogus. They'll end up trading him. There's nowhere for Lamar to go right now but to play on a one-year deal with the Baltimore Ravens. There's nowhere to go.
Yeah, I just don't find myself as interested, because I feel like I've almost said everything I need to say with the information that we have, right? I think Lamar is great. I think way more teams should be interested. And I think there's reason to believe that there's some tampering and collusion out there. That's how I see it. I don't know kind of where else to take it with the Lamar stuff. And the Rodgers stuff, I mean, it's every day. It's combating reports from people on the same team by networks, where it's like NFL draft, he'll be troop moved. Actually, the NFL draft isn't the real deadline. It's like, all right, thanks. Nobody knows anything.
Yeah, it's what it feels like, right? Just watching a Yandy Diaz solo shot to lead off the bottom of the first inning. They're going to do some damage.
You didn't
against
have him,
Kluber,
right?
Today. I did not have him, which stinks, because I was watching that ball go to center field going, hit the top of the fence, just to put like a runner on deck. So,
for sure.
And a tough one also, Baltimore, nobody got on base there. So I think the next guy up is going to be one of my guys to lead off. They're always the ones that you try to avoid or get lucky in the first inning. Mm-hmm. But that was a solo blast there. We'll get runs in both of those. Just has to work out here, and we'll see if it happens. But yeah, Lamar Jackson, it has died down because I he's not going to not show up when those two get in the room. Like, hey, look, when we put this tag on you because we thought we might get somebody else to negotiate and see what the market was. Not a single person did the homework for us. Why don't we just come to an agreement here? 1 year, $47.5 million. We'll try again next year. And if we can't do it, that tag is going to be like $60 to $70 million guaranteed. And you probably don't even care about negotiating at that point if you get $70 million in 1 year.
I get, but my thing is with them putting that first tag on him, right? Is there a world where they thought that that was going to be more effective? Like, it almost comes off a little disrespectful in a way. Like, you remember when that happened, though, and they did put that the non-exclusive tag on him. That it ended up being surprising. Like, we all knew he was getting tagged, but the idea was that it was going to be the exclusive because it's like, well, look, they really want to keep this guy. And look, maybe they kind of gamed the system and we found out that actually the exclusive tag could be even more difficult for opposing teams to navigate. But I just still can't believe that we sit here without really any, you know, true movement on this situation.
Yeah, I think they sort of outsmarted themselves, but they were thinking about it the right way, going, we can't break through for 2 years. Anybody, call up Lamar. I mean, set the market, because their worst-case scenario, actually, was not Lamar Jackson working out a deal with, let's just say, the Miami Dolphins, because then they would know what the market is. I think their worst-case scenario, Kevin, is actually nobody gave an offer, so we're back to our word versus your word at this point, which means you didn't get anywhere from doing that transition tag. We'll be back. It's Moneyline on a Thursday.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Into the money line with Kevin Walsh and Donnie Wrightside.
Yeah, you're locked into it all right. On a Thursday afternoon, Major League Baseball in full effect. Just get the people updated here. Oakland 1-0 lead, bottom of the second inning against Baltimore. Boston and Tampa Bay tied at ones on a pair of solo home runs. So I guess if you were a Nerfy backer, not a good look here. First two games as they scored in both of those games here. Next game up, not for a while. Yesterday we had a lot of afternoon baseball. Today, 6:40, that'll be the Philadelphia Phillies and the Cincinnati Reds. We'll talk more Major League Baseball of those handicapping games a little bit later in the show. But a lot of stuff to go around here, NBA included, which I think we should bring up what took place last night and over the past two games. Mm-hmm. The tournament meant, hey, if you were a road team, you were in pretty good shape, as the road teams did extremely well, which includes, 3-1 straight up and 4-0 ATS.
Yeah, it's incredible. And that's never been the case in the play-in so far. And I don't know if maybe we should have predicted, oh, these things are going to come back to the middle or be totally stunned here. But seven seeds, Donnie, were unbeaten in the play-in. We saw that go, you know, lose its luster, of course, with the Heat dropping that game to Atlanta. And then 10 seeds had lost both of their games. And all of a sudden yesterday, both 10 seeds win. And I'll tell you, if you bet the two 10 seeds to make the playoffs, remember they had those prices? Big numbers there. You know, you can let it ride out, which is nice, but if you don't feel confident, you could probably hedge off for a little bit of profit now in those markets.
Yeah, it's going to be fun to see it play out. It really is. I went on Bet365 and took the Phoenix Suns at a 5-1 price. Shopping around was the best one I could find. Mm-hmm. They now sit below that now. I believe 475, I want to say, at this point, just because I guess we're getting underway. More people are putting bets in. Los Angeles Lakers on just about every site I shop on, between like 14 and 15 to 1. Mm-hmm. But still on FanDuel, I haven't checked since this morning, but they were still at 21 to 1. So if you are looking for a Lakers ticket to win the NBA championship, FanDuel by far and away is telling you to go bet on their site in order to do that. Now, granted, lining it up, we don't know officially, though, Kevin, who is going to be in the play-in. But I do look at the brackets here on ESPN. They just pre-fill them in. Like, okay, best high seed still left. Miami is probably going to end up playing Milwaukee.
Okay.
And the 8 seed, the Minnesota Timberwolves, going up against Denver. The thing that you also like in the NBA is they don't reseed. So you know the pathway all the way through of what those teams would be. And for handicapping purposes, that's awesome. It really is.
It makes it easy in that, you don't have to start playing this game, right? Where it's like, oh, next round, you know,
yeah.
Denver's playing Phoenix or LA, mm-hmm. not the Lakers, which would, yes. or the Warriors, right? Which would kind of be those yeah. more favored outcomes there. And it then, you know, makes things, you know, a little clearer to try and break down. You know, you look at this bracket, Nani, and I'm curious for you, because you've already placed a title future since we've essentially got the playoffs set. Mm-hmm. How much of Phoenix's path were you considering when you bet them? Or is it a – they've got Kevin Durant, man. They haven't lost with Kevin Durant. Give me the Phoenix Suns.
It's a good point you bring up. I love Phoenix's path. Now, I always, if you would still ask me, if I didn't even get to look at the standings, or if I didn't even get to look to see where the seedings or how they turned out to be, I think I probably would have still taken Phoenix at the price I got them. Because I think they are, if healthy and stay healthy, the best team. Now, take that out of the equation. I think they're going to be able to beat L.A. Now, L.A., if they were full gas with Paul George right off the bat, I go, look, I know they're supposed to advance. But that's a dangerous Clippers team yeah. when they're full gas and healthy. They got stars over there. Now, mm-hmm. I look at Denver and say to myself, because let's just say I'm going to pencil them in to beat Minnesota, if it's even Minnesota. Sure. I don't think Denver is really built for this, right? Let's make a deep run. Let's win it all. I still think there are some chinks in the armor, for the better expression, right? Where, yeah, they're good. They were the number one seed. But was everybody really gunning for the number one seed? And would Phoenix have been the number one seed if they were healthy all year long with Kevin Durant, or Golden State if they cared about the regular season? I think Phoenix beats Denver. Now, typically say, well, I want to avoid the top seed. I don't want to yeah. play the top seed. But I think that's a good route. I'd actually rather Phoenix's route then just to say Sacramento or Golden State's route. Because I do worry a little bit about the Lakers. Memphis is a decent team. Sacramento, young. But Golden State has that pedigree where it's like, okay, I don't think they're going to do anything, but nobody's going to be surprised if Golden State winds up in the Western Conference Finals. Like, yeah, that's what they were supposed to do.
Right. So I think, too, here is one of the biggest issues with this year's playoffs. And it makes it tricky for all of us. And a lot of it has to do with Phoenix, Donnie. This team is the third best odds to win the title, best in the West. They have played absolutely nobody. Mm-hmm. Because nothing, and you'll agree with me on this, right? Nothing they did this season before Durant got there matters to why you bet them. Who cares?
Yes.
Who correct. Cares about that stuff? They played 8 games with Kevin Durant. 8 games with Kevin Durant. And there were a couple of chances that we thought we would have to see them play top teams. And unfortunately, the way the schedule broke, Denver decided to take that away from us, to take that away from Phoenix, to take it away from themselves. They had Denver on that schedule twice. And neither time the Denver Nuggets showed up with their actual full gas players. Jokic hasn't played those mm-hmm. guys. So Phoenix on paper being the best team makes all the sense in the world. It makes all the sense in the world, right? But there were some concerns at the deadline of, well, the top four is elite, but they did kind of remove a lot of their depth with the Durant trade. They've not been tested, right? There is something to the idea of kind of being battle-tested, figuring out what you do when the going gets tough. This team has literally never had to play off of a loss together, yeah. right? And it's also the last thing with Phoenix, and this is probably the lesser point of it, but I think the Suns, only second to the Clippers, who they're playing, are a team that if you bet a future on and you lose that bet because of injury, I'm not sure how much I would be like, ah, man. I didn't see
tough
that
break.
Yeah, like, Donnie, if I told you the Suns are in the Western Conference Finals, but Durant's not playing, now that would stink, right? Because you're capped yeah. if Durant gets there. But I think even you would have to say, yeah, that's probably the price of doing business with this Phoenix Suns team.
Exactly. Like if KD limps off the court with an Achilles injury in the second round, you're like, oh, no. Well, he does tend to get injured, but you can't play off that way if you think you're getting a good price and you just say, okay, yeah. let's get through it. Because also, Kevin, at the same time, you know, we're looking forward to you know, you don't have, what has the best word to look at this? The grind of the regular season, which back-to-backs and three games in a week, four games in a week, four games in 7 days, especially the first round of the playoffs when you're easing your way into it. It's like you play on a Monday, you play on a Thursday, you play on the next Monday. You have ample time to get your legs under you, regroup if you need to, and if you had any bumps or bruises, those get worked out. Because you have to remember also, we don't end the season on a Sunday and then say, okay, Phoenix, you played Sunday, first round game, Tuesday night in your building. It's we play Sunday, hey, Phoenix, see you in a week, man. And then you play an extended first round.
Right. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And that's, look, and Phoenix got the round one matchup you wanted by seeing the Clippers, which is really big. A lot of it does come down to what you think of that Denver team. And I'm trying not to do exactly what I did in the NCAA tournament, which is spend a full regular season saying, yeah, in no world will you ever get me to believe in Purdue. Get to the, you know, bracket and go, psh, man, Purdue's got a lot of value. And then bet Purdue. Because Denver's the kind of team, and Donnie, for years now I don't buy into. But they're the number one overall seed, sat there at plus 380 to win the conference, third best odds.
Yeah.
That does look like value, right? I mean,
yeah.
It, like, if we were to ballpark it here, Donnie, game number one, everybody's healthy in Denver against the Phoenix Suns. Mm. What do we think that spread is?
Denver, I don't know.
Minus two? Or, I mean, is Phoenix
less.
A favorite?
Yes. Like, I'm Whoa. Actually thinking we might get Phoenix. I mean, maybe not as a favorite, but like on that line, right? If it's like, hey, if it's minus one either way, I wouldn't even be surprised. Like, it wouldn't be a shock. Like to say, like, wow, number one overall seed in their own building and healthy. If they're wiping, let's just say they even smoke Minnesota 4-1. Like, hey, man, this isn't looking good. Be kind of crazy.
Do you think Phoenix is laying like five in their home games in a potential series against Denver?
Because
fours?
Yes, I guess I could say yeah. Especially if Phoenix, because again, if Phoenix gets by L.A. in seven games and it squeaks through, it's like, okay, they're good. They were supposed to do that, but that was, you know, a little bit hard. If it's a 4-1 or a sweep over like L.A., then the governor's off at that point.
Denver, you know what? You couldn't be more right in that Denver can go out there, play Minnesota, win every game by 30. It won't change anything.
Yeah.
If Phoenix goes out there and drills the Clippers.
Yeah.
The conversation is, oh, they're better than we even realized. Make them minus 110 to win the West. Because they're already under $2 in that market. So that's the real challenge there on that side of the bracket, right? Because I would be stunned, Donnie, if we didn't get Phoenix-Denver. But the 2-3-6-7, oh, my God. I mean, you can sell me on every single outcome in that 2-3-6-7. Really, I think Memphis is really, really good. I think betting against LeBron in round one is difficult. Sacramento's been great all year, home and road. The Warriors are the defending champions. It is so difficult, that portion of the bracket.
And also, the NBA on ESPN sent out a tweet there. Sleeping on the Kings, the biggest top three-seeded underdog at a plus 220 price in the first round in 35 years. The Kings certainly are getting no respect out there because everybody thinks you're just going to be able to flip that switch and Golden State rolls. I'm not so sure. Come on back to Moneyline.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, back at it here, watching Major League Baseball. My RBI props, I'm 0-2 right now with runners in scoring position, but it looks like I'm going to get another whack at it here with Adley Rutschman batting in the two hole today for the Baltimore Orioles, first and second in the bottom of the second inning. The Orioles have already got three runs. And Kevin, also, we'll talk a little baseball here, but as I started to watch, like even yesterday, I liked all the way around the Baltimore Orioles today, which is why I took three players to get a RBI or a chance at an RBI. But that also means that I like that lineup. It's enough for three guys that I really like to bet to get an RBI. They've already got three runs in the bottom of the second. I'm probably sure that's like a 4.5 price tag for them, 5 at the absolute most. It just shows that, you know, the radar is on there, and we're close to just betting team totals. And still, I'll still be dipping my toes in the water with runs scored and, you know, same game parlays. We're just putting hitter props together. But this is what it's supposed to be about. These guys are raking. I just need to get some help in these.
Yeah, so here that was the question I wanted to ask you, because I think you said you're a few days out, right, from kind of feeling ready to go on team totals.
Yeah.
My first question is that your usual starting point, or is that earlier maybe than normal?
It's about 2 weeks earlier, but I'm feeling like because, again, like last year was the worst case scenario. Like there was in no way, shape, or form you were jumping in early because everybody stunk and it was freezing cold. I was like, I got to push this back like another month, which is what it felt like. But we're getting decent weather. But you see, the bats are here this year. Like, they're here. And people are stealing base. More guys in scoring position as opposed to just, oh, I hope I walk or I hit a home run. Nothing in between. So that's the way I'm sitting here playing it out. So it is a little bit early, but the returns are, like, as I see, like, wow. The games I'm zeroing in on, 6 runs, 7 runs, 4 runs, 3 runs, 8, like, no real, like, oh, man, I thought that would be a great game. They didn't even score. So the numbers have been there so far. It's kind of fun.
Yeah, and that's kind of the second part of it, though.
Get
would
down.
Be how'd you do it?
Oh, my goodness.
No, the web gem.
Oh.
Yeah, man.
An absolute web gem just told me.
Oh,
jeez.
That's definitely an RBI. Two outs there, running contact.
Yeah, miserable. No,
that's miserable. That's a different kind of frustration, isn't it? Because I don't know if you call it a bad beat, but, like, kind of. Kind of is.
Yeah, it is a bad beat, because that's the second play in left field where Frazier hit one out here. It wasn't as tough a play, but that one's a stone-cold base hit, and that was an absolute filthy steal there. Crazy.
Yeah, that was a really nice play. That's unfortunate there. My question was going to kind of be, in the way the numbers are lining up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is it just, like, is there an explanation as to maybe why this year it's taking less time? I mean, again, is the sport just a little more pure right
now? It's wide open right now. Yeah, it's wide open. Because every, sort of like what the NFL does, like everything is geared towards offense. You just have to see how it plays out. But we've never seen rule changes like this, because most people are just centered on saying, hey, man, it's the pitch clock. That's what I want to focus on. Like, no. Like, guys are getting on first base and stealing at a record pace, which puts you in scoring position right away. You're looking at also no shift out there. So the batting averages are up like, you know, 15, 20 points here just because you can't just sit there with five fielders and hit a baseball into them and they get the out. That's why I'm getting a little bit excited early, because the numbers basically are still there from, let's just say, last year, because we don't really know what the effect is going to be based on all these offensive changes. But they look tremendous right now. Again, games got to get to extra innings. You still have the ghost runner. There's so many different ways now, but it's starting to pull through. And also, it doesn't hurt that we're sitting here on a Thursday, you know, in the month of April, 13 days into the month, and it's 85 degrees to 88 degrees in the Northeast. That's awesome.
Yeah, you are getting some of the weather that you dream of. I mean, across the board here. I know we'll mention that Yankee game a little bit later on in the show, but that definitely is, I'm sure, a big part of it.
It is a big part of it, and that stinks that I just got robbed there, because that would have been nice to get down, get a plus 170 on the board, and away you go. And I'm sitting here now 0-for-3 with runners in scoring position with RBI chances. But the good thing about RBIs are, again, plus 170, plus 165, plus 250. You just need a couple of those to come through, and no matter what happens, you're sitting on a decent day. That would have been a nice way to start it off. But again, 3 runs for Baltimore on the board through 2 at-bats, or should I say 2 innings? And I don't have a play in that, which then again means those team totals are probably, like, you'd be sitting great, like, oh, man, just got a web gem there. That stinks. That might have been 2 runs. But, okay, still got 3-2, and you can live with that moving forward.
Yeah, this is, man, this is just, it's fun to watch baseball right now. I'm enjoying baseball right now. And here's, I'm not only, I haven't been tweeting them out as much because, I don't, you know, maybe the listeners here will be frustrated by this. But, one, I mean, look, when it comes to baseball, it's more Donnie's game. And I just keeping the timeline a little more basketball focused, but I'm not only betting overs, Donnie. There's just, it's a decent feel early. Like yesterday, there were two games with big double-digit totals. Chicago-Seattle, and then at course between the Rockies and the Cardinals. The thing is, and I respect big weather conditions. You had decent pitchers on the mound. Urena probably not. So I did like first five unders, and those worked well. So baseball has been enjoyable to bet, right? Like right now, I'm having no fun betting the NBA because I keep losing everything by a half. Like, I'm going to do baseball above the rim, I mean, if this continues.
Yeah, it's funny. Yesterday, just clean all the way around. Took the game, both games yesterday with the points. Went over on the 212.5. And not because I was like, hey, I don't know if they can get there. I was like, it's just too low. And it's one of those playoff games where somebody goes home, so maybe you extend it in the fourth quarter now. I didn't anticipate that the Bulls would drop 37 in the fourth quarter, which was beautiful to set that up. And then you got that little foul game at the end, so you got a couple pushes over the edge. But that worked out really well. And we do have a decompression night, as I like to call it in the NBA, because after today, it's wall-to-wall basketball for a few weeks in the NBA.
Which is really fun. And we talked about this at the top. It's probably a good trade-off that we are only doing no games tonight, but we keep it two games. That way people can really enjoy it. I'll tell you, let me tell you this, though, DRS, okay?
Mm-hmm.
These Laker playoff games,
these are going to be
tough for me. These are going to be tough for me because I'm staying up for them. Now, I was lucky to be off Tuesday, Wednesday. That Tuesday game against Minnesota ended past 1 o'clock at night.
Ah,
it was at 1:05 in the morning. I didn't have to get up the next day. But that's one of those things where I don't think I can tap out on a Laker game. But my goodness, man. Like this West Coast playoffs is going to be a real test this year. I can already feel it.
Yep, stamp them in late at night watching the Lakers. And again, the first round takes like 3.5 weeks, it feels like, to play. So those TV windows where it's East Coast, where the East Coast isn't going to tip off at 9, the West Coast just gets pushed back as far as possible so you can have all of those windows open at once. And that's the problem with the East Coast. You can't watch those West Coast games unless you're just like, hey, I don't got to get up early tomorrow. Oh, sure, I'll stay up till 1 a.m. here midweek.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the nice thing, I guess, with the schedule right now. Because then on the weekend, a little more manageable with that start time there. So we'll see. It is interesting because they dropped on the full schedules out for everything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And what was a little surprising is the Monday, they go down to two games. Because usually the weekdays, they go 3-3-3, I think, for as often as possible. But Monday, you're only seeing two games there, which is one of them being the Sixers hosting the Nets and then that late-night Kings-Warriors game.
Yeah, no, it's a long haul here because we sit here and say, okay, playoffs technically began 2 days ago on the 11th. You don't crown a champion until June, which is, you know, pretty wild at this point, how long it actually lasts to play through. And technically it shouldn't be that long, but this is what the NBA tells us, the players and the owners themselves go, we like to get a little bit of money in the regular season, but everybody just waits for the playoffs, and that's when the real basketball starts. So away we go. But real basketball started for some of these teams and ended quite quickly here in the play-in rounds. Like the Miami Heat now up against the ropes. Nobody thought in the beginning of the season or before we tipped off, like, hey, by the way, the Heat are going to be in that play-in round and would have lost the first game and up against it now to try to advance. That's a pretty wild scenario as that's going to work out. But also, like OKC in the legitimate playoffs, that could be crazy. I mean, come on, man. Let's go, SGA. We want to see it happen.
We love it. We love it. Yeah. It's funny. I have a Minnesota to win the West bet from like preseason. I just thought there was value on the number. Obviously not. Injured all year long. Different things. But I don't even, it's not even one of those bets, Donnie, where it's like, look, let me let them get in and then we can see. Like, I won't be upset if they lose to the Thunder because watching SGA in the postseason would be worth it. He had scored 7 points in the first half last night.
Yes.
His live prop, 24.5. He had 24 at the end of the third quarter, finished with 31 points in the game, I think, just absolutely exploded there in that second half.
Yeah, one of those guys that I don't know why he's like a sleeping giant in the NBA, as I say. Like, why don't some of these other teams just calling OKC? Like, we'll give you, I don't know, 3 first-rounders unprotected for the guy because he walks out there and drops 30 whenever he feels like it. And even if he has a terrible start, he ends up with 30 in a road playoff game nonetheless. That's what you got to love about the guy. Sure.
Yeah. I mean, look, he's incredible to watch. He's incredible to watch. It is a shame that we didn't get Zion on the other side of the floor last night, but then again, if I guess Zion was healthy, they probably wouldn't have had to be in the play-in. So, you know what's incredible with that whole thing, DRS?
Yeah.
The fact that the Pelicans season is over is there was a very real moment on that final Sunday where it looked like the Pelicans were going to be a sixth seed, get to play Sacramento in the opening round.
Yes. Yeah.
Like, that was very real. Like, the Clippers were down double digits to Phoenix, and the Pels were up decent to Minnesota. And that team ended up not even playing in the 8-9 play-in game. It's just such a collapse. That's the thing. The Zion stuff is a story, but it's not the story of how they lost. That Pelicans team had big leads in key games, and they squandered both of them.
Yeah, well, that's the NBA, man. Big leads evaporate. Where do you find in? And because the old adage is, wait for a team to get down 20, just bet the other way, take the 17.5 points, and they might even win the game outright here. By the way, Adam Schefter tweet just comes across the timeline, which I always get a kick out of these. Canadian billionaire Steve Apostopoulos and his family are still in the mix for the Commanders, with one source saying it's a head-to-head race, it's anyone's game. So congratulations to everybody who said, you know, Josh Harris bought the team in Magic, they're celebrating popping bottles. Another side says, no, that's not happening here. Maybe it's Daniel Snyder just putting out the feeler saying, hey, you know what, if you want to raise that price a little bit, I'll be willing to work with you at this point here. So there's still that out there, K-Dub. Maybe we don't have full assurances. By the way, talking about full assurances, perfect word, that we don't know who's going to buy the Commanders technically right now. Mm. Odell Beckham Jr. also wants you to believe that. Yeah, here's another one. No assurances, it says, that Jackson will be the Ravens quarterback. Yeah. So again, with Odell Beckham, just say it. I don't care who the quarterback is. They paid me the most money. That's why I'm here.
Yeah, I mean, it is that simple. It is that simple. And I guess, and maybe in some ways that's kind of the, well, I knew I was wanted because they gave me 15 guaranteed. And maybe that's what that means. I know you're not really crushing Odell. It's just we don't have to dress this up as anything that it
we
is.
We don't.
Right?
Yeah. He got a great deal. He got an 100%. Unbelievable deal. And it's okay to say, hey, Odell, why'd you want the Ravens? Well, I hope Lamar's here, but it's my bank account. Isn't that what this is about?
I'll tell you, it would be something, though, man. You know, let's just put Lamar in Indianapolis. Let's put Rodgers in a Jets uniform. And those two franchises then, as they watch those guys leave, then go out there and actually get, you know, offensive weapons. Like, the Packers are really going to draft an offensive weapon this year in the first round just because Rodgers is gone.
Yes, it's coming. By the way, I laugh at the Packers. Like, you look at everybody else in around the NFL trying to help their team in the offseason. They sign a safety I never even heard of as their only guy. Congratulations, Packers fans. Get ready.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Sports Grid Radio Network. Quick segment here before we hit the top of the hour. Into hour number two. Update in Major League Baseball. The Athletics 4-3 over the Orioles in the third inning. So that one well on its way to a total. Boston Red Sox, Tampa Bay Rays 1-1. Springs left the game, looks like, with an apparent injury. Doesn't look, I don't know if it's too bad because he was warming back up. Maybe one of those things where you just pop a blister on your finger, or, you know, you got a blister on your toe. It's like, hey, look, man, it's early in the season. We're not risking this, and away you go at that point here. But now's the time we like to see where JP is going. Now, you would have liked where JP went last night, K-Dub. It's a lot of good stuff on the board yesterday. JP, get in here and tell K-Dub where you went last night with your player prop.
Yeah, I took the reigning playing game MVP over the points, but didn't get it.
Oh, whoa, wait. Who's that?
Now, it was 5.5.
Oh, my gosh.
It was. Now, if I would have told you, JP, before the game, you go, okay, it's 5.5. I guarantee you hits at least 1 3-point shot. Like, what are you doing with that? 5.5, I already got 3 in the bank. I got to stumble into a couple free throws and maybe a layup or another 3-point shot. Yeah, I'll take that. Finishes with 5. Oh, or did he finish? No, excuse me. Finished with 3, I think. Was that the only?
That's it.
Oh, my goodness.
That's brutal. The reason it took me a bounce there to realize is Jonas Valanciunas, they were tweeting out, is like the greatest play-in player of all time.
Yes. Yeah.
Because his teams every year is in the play-in, playing multiple games. Like, Valanciunas, I think, leads it by points and rebounds all time in the play. And so I thought you were talking about him at first, but dang, Pat Bev didn't help you out there, huh?
By the way, that's a good one you said, because JP prefaced it yesterday by going, I'm going to take like the MVP of the play-in round. And yeah. I was like, well, I know it hasn't been around that long. By the way, Mountcastle just hit a home run.
Is that you?
A solo shot. I don't know. It's not. That's it. Yeah, I'm gonna end up hijacking this entire show, and I want to shut my TVs off in about a second. But we're gonna find out where JP is going here. But I just wanted to preface. He told me that same thing. I'm like, look, I guess I wasn't watching too closely, because who actually played well in the playing games when it really had nothing to do with that at all? It was just, let's take the jersey off, swing it around, and throw it into the crowd. Sensational stuff, which I hope he did last night. Hour number two coming up on deck. It's Moneyline. Stick with us.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.